Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, my name is Amy Sinclair. I am a mother of three.
And I'm Michelle Connolly, mother of two. And you're listening to Flawsome, the podcast for parents doing the best they can.
And drinking lots of wine.
The very best they can.
Eating chocolate along the way. On the show today, Mishy, it's lots of things happening. We are talking, not necessarily at the same time, but underage drinking, Botox, and how to get out of canteen duty. Very important subjects. I'm also going to be talking to you about my latest trip to the dog park. It's a corker.
I've not heard this.
You haven't. It involves a very good-looking police officer. But first, Mishy, we're going to answer some more Reddit questions.
I
know. As I said, we have been inundated on the Flawsome Mum, the private messages coming through with all sorts of questions. And this one's a bit of a common one, to be honest. We've been asked this quite a few times. This is from Maria. She says, my son is in year one, and I keep getting asked by the school mums to volunteer for canteen and reading and excursion duty, but I work casual hours and could probably make it work. But the truth is I really don't want to. I just need a break away from the kids sometimes. Does this make me a bad person? Should I be honest with them? Well, to answer your question, no, it doesn't make you a bad person.
Absolutely not.
Don't
feel bad for one moment.
You know, I know that they're there to get an education, but what they're mostly there to for our sanity. You need 6 hours away. The whole learning to read and write is just a bonus. Am I right? I'm kidding. And no, don't be honest with
them. Don't be honest. Just say, you know what? The most you can say is as little as possible. I'm sorry I'm unavailable.
Yeah.
End of. I'm unavailable.
Don't engage. Don't make eye contact when you're there. Don't engage. Don't chat. I have to say I had a bit of a problem where I was on a group chat. And it was with the school mums, and we were organising a farewell picnic for one of the teachers, who has taught my youngest, Gus. And I love this teacher, and she's an absolute joy, and I love her. And so I was quite happy to go. And so they said, this is the details for the party. I replied and said, I was the first to reply, and I said, fantastic, we'll be there. Big mistake, Mishy. Somehow I found myself in a one-on-one chat with the organizer, who then said, great, Amy, can you come early save the space at the park under the, you know, the cabana or whatever? Can you get there really early in the morning and save it for the whole day? And it's like, you know.
I can't, unfortunately.
Three children over 20 years of schooling under my belt. And I've managed to dodge every bit of volunteering at these schools. It's a very proud record that I have.
And that's incredible. Like,
I'm not about to let this proud record come undone with a school. But then I also feel bad. I'm thinking, you know, yeah, someone's got to do it. But then
you do as much as you can.
But then I said, why do we have to reserve a cabana? Does it really matter? It's a park. You just cop a squat wherever. You put out a rug, you sit down, everyone calm down. Like, we don't need to have the big fancy cabana that we get there at 6 a.m. Oh, well, then that just started off this whole big debate. And honestly, it was a huge mistake. By the end of it, all the mums were fighting over whether we needed a cabana or not.
Oh, God.
Why we were having it at that park, not Leave. Another. And I was just kind of like, this is why I don't engage.
No.
To answer your question, Maria, it doesn't make you a bad person unless I am in fact a bad person. It means you're just doing the best you can and you're doing what you want to do. Should you be honest? No.
Don't be honest, but I do kind of feel that you could judge yourself a little bit and just sort of throw the school a bone occasionally. That being said, I am a kindergarten mum. I haven't been through this for as many years as my lovely friend next to me. But
Well, I think that the other thing is that there's a lot of it's important to remember, and I think I always think this with schools, is that a lot of mums are working mums.
Mm.
And it's really hard to get, you know, a couple of hours off work. And especially if you have to travel a long way to work.
Very true.
And you travel for 2 hours, you know, like you'd have to travel the hour back to the school, do your business, then go back to work. It's a big deal. And not all bosses and not all companies are really.
There's small things you can do. They need library books covering with contact, and they often give you a week to really, do those. Michi? I'm
really?
Just saying. I'm just. Not that I'd do it.
But, you know, and Christmas time's a really difficult time, I find, as, you know, and so I'm now a working mum, but I work from home, so I do have a lot of flexibility. But for a long time, I worked in offices and I did really stressful jobs, and it was just not possible for me to go and do reading duty. And it was really stressful. I just found myself almost working myself into a panic attack because I was trying to do 800 things
everything.
At once.
Yeah.
So be kind to yourself.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
We can both agree on that.
Question number two comes from Elizabeth. My husband has asked me whether I would consider getting Botox. I was really offended when he asked and we had a huge fight, but now I'm wondering if I overreacted.
Has he volunteered to pay for it?
That's the biggest thing, isn't it, Michi?
How old are you? That's the other question too. Because, look, people start too young.
We've been joined by Dr. Michi.
Dr. Michi.
Yeah, no, look. Australia's leading expert on Botox.
Oh, look, I'm a massive fan. Of doing whatever you want.
Couldn't agree more, Michi.
But, yeah, look, if he's going to pay for it, is he calling you fugly? Because if he's calling you fugly, that's not nice.
This is the big thing, isn't it? Because Jimmy has a very, very big line in the sand. No Botox. No, you don't need it.
You don't tell him if you're going
to
do it.
That's what I said to him. I said, this is a bit of an interesting thing, Jimmy, because I can do it without you knowing.
Yeah.
Kind of defeats the purpose, though. I can do it without you knowing, but shouldn't you embrace it? And he goes, I just don't think it's, you know, you think it's, you don't need it. And, you know, I don't think he's being kind saying that. He just doesn't want to spend the money.
No, but I think he's being kind.
So if they had Botox on Gumtree, he'd be up for it. If he could if I say that to him, he'll go and research DIY buying Botox on Gumtree.
He'll end up with half a paralyzed face.
So. And he'll get out go buy a needle from Priceline and whack it in himself. I don't think be offended. No. I don't know, but no one likes being told.
It just depends. Like, have you been talking to him about it? Have you ever expressed an interest in it? Have you, you know, or you just come out of the blue and just gone, mate, do you reckon you should like get Botox?
Look, I'd probably crack it if Jimmy said that to me. Question number three comes from Teresa. My 16-year-old has started asking me to buy her a little alcohol for when she goes to parties with her friends. She says that all her friends' parents have started doing this, but is this true? Is this a thing? What should I say? Well, I actually have a bit of an experience with this. My niece, Bella, who is 20, she's the same age as my eldest, Max, and she believes that that's what parents should do. She was saying to me, because, you know, my daughter's 14, Queenie, and she's sort of talked about, she asked me what I would do. Mm. And I said, it's 18. I have a clear line in the sand. You're 18, no drinking until 18. And she said, yeah, but you can't, you know, it's going to happen. My mum used to buy me this. It's just sort of then you can control it. And I sort of just said, I just feel like, you know, then it's a slippery slope, you know. What else are we going to start saying yes to? And, you know, can't she just hide it like we all did?
Exactly. I've got the same view. No, I'm not going to be a little drive-through Dan Murphy.
Yeah, I just feel like it's kind of a slippery
slope. Do what I had to do. Steal a bit of booze.
It's a rite of passage, isn't it? You know, filling your mum's vodka bottle up with water to get to the same point.
Always.
Just wondering if Dad will notice that I've been stealing a VB out of his stash.
Always. I think my dad changed the brand that he drank because I was stealing so many beers as a teenager out of the back fridge.
Well, my happiness came when I was 17 and my friend's boyfriend was a bit older and he worked at this bar, this club.
Wow.
And one day he was cleaning up after they closed and he found an ID on the ground. Her name was Chelsea Brennan. Now, obviously, people can't see what I look like, but I couldn't have straighter dark hair if I tried. It's like straight, straight, straight dark hair to sort of my shoulders now and dark eyes.
Mm.
This girl, her name was Chelsea Brennan. Chelsea, if you're listening, thank you is all I can say for dropping it. Where was it? Bridgepoint in Mossman. Thank you for dropping it at the Bridgepoint all those years ago, because you gave me many months of joy. Now, Chelsea Brennan has an afro, literally this huge, really, really frizzy dark brown hair. That's the only similarity, that we both have dark hair. The brightest blue eyes you've ever seen, and really, really pale skin. Not one bouncer, not one person at the Bottle-O ever questioned.
That is so bad.
That's amazing.
But amazing. But amazing. As a mother, I'm outraged.
So don't buy them alcohol.
No.
Let them discover Chelsea Brennan or, you know, the joys of stealing beer off your parents like the rest of us. It's fun. So, Michelle, I went to the dog park the other day. Now, you know I've got my little sausage dog, Pablo, who I may love more
Puppy magic.
Who I love so much. He's my little baby.
He's your Dan.
He's my Dan, isn't he? Jimmy has Dan. I have Pablo.
Yeah.
I take Pablo to the same dog park every afternoon, and there's a group of, I call them sausage dog mums and dads, there's about six or so dogs, and we tend to kind of go at the same time, and the dogs all play together. It's very fun. The other day, one of the mums was telling me, and I thought this is a great reminder that we can't all be perfect all the time. And I've never done anything like this, but I don't know if you have. She was telling me how just next to so there's a dog enclosure. One for small dogs, which is obviously where we take our dogs. Then next to it's the big the enclosure for big dogs. And then there's actually a really amazing kids park. And it's an awesome, awesome, awesome park. So when I go there with Pablo, often I take Queenie and my son Gus, and Queenie takes Gus up there and lets him have a play and blah, blah. Gus is a bit too little to go up there by himself, but Queenie goes up there and plays. So she's telling me that the other day when I wasn't there, she took her 12-year-old son, and he went up there and had a play. And he's obviously old enough to go up and have a play by himself. And he had a play of, she said, you know, I was there, and she was with her dog, and she was having a nice old play, and it was all fine. After about half an hour, she said, you know, time to go, went home, was cleaning out the lunch boxes for the next day, and noticed that her son hadn't cleaned out his lunchbox, which he was supposed to do when he gets home. So she starts yelling out, and she's like, well, why didn't you clean out the lunchbox? And she said, and there's no answer. And I'm like, why are you ignoring me? Turns out, left him at the dog park.
Oh, stop her.
Forgot.
Is he home yet?
So she had to jump in. She said, honestly.
Oh, no. Did they live far away?
About 10 minutes. Oh. So, but still.
That's a good walk. Oh, my God.
So she called the police? She jumped back in the car, raced back to the dog park, ran in, and she said her son was just kind of standing there, and I felt so bad. I was just like, I could imagine doing that, though. Not in a bad way, but you're just sort of so focused on your puppy, and he's just having a nice old play, and then you think, oh, I'm going to go back. I don't think I ever actually would.
With older kids, you would, because you're used to them not being attached to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
The younger kids, you're used to them being attached to you the whole time, that you'd notice.
Really. I also heard from one of the other sausage dog mums about how there's a long driveway, really, really long driveway to get into the dog park, and then it's quite a main street down there. She was telling me that she came out a few days before, and there were cops set up on the main road, and they were pulling over people, and she got done for not restraining her dog properly and got like a $300-something fine.
Yep.
It's enormous. Like, Michi's just so on top of the fine situation. She's like, yep, and 3 points. And if you don't have
yeah.
So after hearing that, I'd been really kind of – so when I got Pablo back in the car, I kind of put him in his restraint. And normally I might not.
No.
Michi, I'm not going to lie to you. No, don't arrest me.
But I have seen Amy driving along with Pablo on her lap. I'm not – Yeah. And I encouraged it. So I'm just bad and guilty. He's little tiny puppy.
Little puppy magic. So I put him on the seat next to me, and I put him in his restraint, and I take off, and I turn left, and sure enough, there is a cop set up on both sides of the road. Now, they were doing RBT, I think it wasn't just to pull over people about their dogs.
With sausage dog.
It wasn't just sausage dog. Operation sausage dog. But they pulled me over, but I was thinking myself that I had restraint. I had Gus and I had Queenie in the back seat. And as soon as I put my window down, Pablo went nuts, as he does, because he doesn't really like men very much.
Or strangers.
Or strangers. No. So there's there's this man in sort of yellow and blue with a big burly man with his hat on, and Pablo's losing his absolute bananas, right? And but I was so nervous because I was worried because he wasn't technically restrained. I think that you have to have a proper restraint, and I'd sort of just tied the lead to the seatbelt. Don't judge me.
No, that's not right.
I know, but I went to Kmart to buy one. They didn't have it any size. So I just sort of did a makeshift one with a leash that I tied in a knot.
Yeah.
But I was still a bit worried that I was going to get done that $380. So Pablo's losing his nuts. The policeman says, "Oh, do you want to calm your dog down a bit?" I said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. He's not really great with other men." I said, "It plays havoc with my love life."
Ooh.
It just came out. I found myself flirting with the cop. Just to get out of a fine.
Did you get out of it?
Well, he didn't even mention it, and we kind of started talking away.
Did you get
away.
His phone number?
Next thing you know, he's like, "Can I see your license?" And I'm like, "You can see my license." He goes, "This is a great photo of you."
Stop it.
Yes.
Oh, my.
I said, "I'll stop." He goes, "Look at that smirk. That's got trouble written all over it."
He's naughty.
He was naughty, and I was lapping it up.
What are the kids saying? They're stop it.
Luckily, Queenie had her ear pods on. Okay. Honestly, you know, it could have been Leonardo DiCaprio at the window and she wouldn't have given two hoots.
Yeah.
Pablo's just, you know, calmed down by this stage. Gus is in the back thinking that I'm going to get taken off to jail because there's a policeman there. It was all very comical. And meanwhile, Mum's just flicking her hair about trying to get out of the dog restraint fine. He says, Have you had anything to drink?
Not yet. Where are we going?
It was literally like that. It was offensive.
My God.
I didn't get a dog fine though, Mishy. I didn't get done for RBT because obviously I hadn't been drinking.
No.
Yet. But, you know, I am obviously going to tell Jimmy that I've met someone else. And it was lovely while it lasted. All right, Mishy, wine and wine, when I hit you up with some questions. What's the longest you've ever gone without washing your hair?
Before kids, I'd wash my hair every day, blow dry it and heat tool it. I'm not even joking.
No, I've known you that long and
every day.
If there's one thing that you can do, it's a good hairstyle. You know your way around a ceramic tong.
You wouldn't know it these days, honestly. It's such a hot mess.
All right, days. How many days?
Look, I think I've gone up to 6 before.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think it was like in summer, so I was swimming a lot. So I was just like, bugger it. Top knot, dry shampoo, stuff it.
Stuff it.
What about you, my lady love?
Oh, look, my hair's just an oil slick. I go 2 days and it's like, you know, get out some, you know, deep fried to put some fish in it and there's dinner for you. So gross. But once I got sick and I wasn't allowed to wash my hair for a week because I had to kind of stay, and good God, that was rank. It was like, yes.
Top knot and dry shampoo.
Didn't quite work. I'm going to try it next time. Do you still own or wear undies from when you were pregnant?
Yep.
Yeah, they're so comfy, aren't they?
I do, because I just wore normal undies but a bigger size.
And, yeah, they're so comfy.
Yeah.
Go up over your belly button.
Yeah.
They're up under your boobs. Your boobs, hold them up.
I do. I love an old nana undie.
Yeah, me too. If you give me a full brief any day.
I love a full brief.
These sexy, you know, stuff that
Santa
for a
G-strings. No.
It's really surprising my sex life is as crap as it is, isn't it? Jimmy, look at these pre-pregnancy undies. What about clothes? Do you still wear pregnancy clothes?
Yeah, because again, I didn't. Well, first pregnancy, I went the whole like Topshop online.
Peanut pod.
No, it was all like, you know, Topshop maternity and ASOS and everything else. Second time around, I think I just went to Target and I was just like, I'll have anything in a size 942 and just wore it and just, yeah.
Didn't care.
Just didn't care.
I think I bought two dresses and that just lasted me the entire.
Yeah. Yeah.
25 months. That's what it felt like. God, I hated being pregnant.
First time around, I loved it. I was so cute, little tiny bump, was in heels, heaped tall hair.
Beautiful.
No, second time around, I was a hot mess.
I just ate for Queensland all my pregnancies. I just ended up 355 kilos overweight.
I couldn't eat.
Oh, really?
I think I gained 7 kilos the first one.
Oh, you're a disgrace.
Second one, though, I think.
I have a
size of a small.
I
eat
a big curry. I put on 7 kilos. You have a bloody life in front of you.
I'm making up for lost time now. I really am.
You are not. Have you ever thrown away ugly kids' outfits that you've received as gifts from relatives?
100%, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yuck. I really don't like people buying my children clothing just because, well, it's personal choice. Imagine someone just buying you something.
And you have to wear it.
The personalities, like Eloise prefers darker jewel tones. Eddie likes a denim and a red shirt.
It really suits her colouring. But she's three. Darker
she's
jewel.
She's got olive skin. She does. She suits jewel tones and she likes a stripe.
My mother-in-law used to buy, and I really felt really bad, but when I had my firstborn, obviously it was the first grandchild, so she was just going crazy. But every outfit was like he was, you know, about to walk into Combank and start an 8-hour shift, you know. It was like chinos and check shirts and it's like he's 6 months old.
Oh.
All right, Mishy, it's time for Would You Rather. Would you rather do a day of cooking and craft with the kids? Or do a triathlon?
Look, cooking and craft, I think, just because
you could eat it.
I'm so lazy. I can't run. Like, I think I had to run the other day and my son was just like, what are you doing? cooking and craft. It's not that bad.
You get to eat, I guess, whatever you make.
And with craft, I just always send my kids outside.
For the record, though, I do a triathlon. I can't stand craft. I'm that mum who just sits there and goes, you're beating the eggs wrong. You're getting crap everywhere. I'm just not a good mum like that. I'm not good either,
but packet cake mixes, right? All you got to do is chuck an egg in it. You crack the egg into a cup. You give it to your kid. Oh, there you go.
But Michi, that's four minutes.
You put your egg into the cake mix and, I'll stir it first and then, no, it's not your turn yet. And then they come in and they stir it.
Yeah, but Michi, that's 4 minutes. What are you going to do for the other 18 hours?
Send them outside for craft.
Triathlon. That's going to take up at least.
Send them outside for craft.
Thanks for listening to Flawsome Guys. If you want more real life stories, head over to Practical Parenting by following the links in our show notes and like the Flawsome Mum on Facebook. If you like this show, tell your friends about it, share it with your mother's group, and remember to subscribe. You can even leave us a glowing review.
Oh, only beautiful. The best.
We've got some ones done up on, haven't we?
Thanks, Mum.
Thanks, Mum. Thanks, Jimmy. That Jimmy sounds like a good sort. That was Jimmy's review. I'm Amy Sinclair.
I'm Michelle Connolly.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.